QP hasn't responded to my request for an interview, but on social media they're saying that you're using an anti-union tactic by wanting to privatize water distribution and the municipal daycare center. What can you say about that?
Well, I'll leave QP to market what they believe they want to market, and anybody being objective, I think, will see through a lot of the messages and slogans. There's no anti-union approach here at the municipality. I think we've demonstrated for the decades that we've been involved with QP that we're strong supporters of the workforce and their association and the rights they have. The reality is that when we're going through the type of restructuring that we're going through, we're doing so because we have, first of all, a regulated requirement by the province on the daycare side that we absolutely have to, if we're a municipally run operation, daycare operation, to evaluate that operation and look for efficiency. That's regulated by the province. On the water side, it is the most highly regulated and protected resource in the country, quite frankly. And there's no way to sell off, and the buzzwords that are used, it's one, for example, you just used it, is privatization. There's no quote-unquote privatization taking place. Municipal water services will always be public services. Whether they're performed by an in-house directly hired employee or a contract service or a combination of the two, they're always remain municipally owned and municipally regulated. So the laws and rules apply to everybody. There's nothing, there's no risk there. There's no privatization being sought in the sense that you're looking at creating or selling the resource, if you will, to a private company to sell and make profit. That's just completely illegal. It doesn't happen. What we do here is we're looking at efficiencies and we're trying to find the most effective way for us to be able to provide the service, not only in a cost-effective manner, but quite frankly, in the most sustainable manner, because these are two critically important essential services. And because they're essential, what we want to do is make sure that they're provided to the taxpayer who pays for it in a cost-effective manner, but more so in a long-term sustainable manner. And the only way you do that, Bob, is by reevaluating and looking at things and developing data and making informed choices that can ensure that, in fact, it is going to be long-term and sustainable.
But is it possible, potentially, that you will replace unionized workers with contract workers, especially for water?
It is possible that may be part of the solution. It may be all of the solution. It may be none of the solution. We don't know. That's the whole point. What the QP ads are doing is they're speculating and they're fear-mongering and they're trying to create hysteria around something that doesn't exist. What we're doing is simply gathering data. One is, again, we're regulated by the province to do so. And the other is we've gone through a restructuring exercise that recommends, because we haven't done so in such a long time, and for the fact that we're only one of two municipalities in the entire region, quite frankly, that provides a daycare service, that we look at the data and we ensure that the service is sustainable. And so look, here's what's going to happen. If the in-house workforce is in fact the best possible way to provide the service in the most cost-effective manner in the safest and most risk-free environment, that's going to show through the environment, through the research. And we're just going to reinforce that. If it shows that it's not, we're going to do something different. If it shows a combination of the two, then we'll have the information to make those decisions and choices.
So that applies to the water system and the daycare?
Yeah, both. Both services are essential services that we're looking at creating longer-term sustainability for the two of them.